was still missing.
Well, what about Anna Anderson, who claimed to be their daughter, Anastasia? Wouldn't her story have been provable through medical testing, too?
Yes, and it was. After they found the bodies of the royal family in 1991, medical testing on Anna Anderson's body proved that she was not a member of the royal family. As a matter of fact, it proved that she wasn't even Russian.
How do you like that? Well, that's one mystery solved.
Right, but just when we thought the mystery of what happened to their bodies was solved, a team of scientists have recently argued that the results of the medical testing done on the 9 bodies in the 1990s was highly questionable, poorly done and full of errors. And it might not have proved without a doubt that the bodies were the royal family after all.
Well, I guess some mysteries just never die, do they?
Well, not this one. It might just be an unsolvable case.
Well, thank you, Professor Morgan. That was very interesting.
Thank you for having me.
Page 104, Exercise D, Listening. Listen to summarize. Now listen to part two. What happened in 1991, and what facts did it seem to prove? Why is it still a mystery?
Professor Morgan, you mentioned no one had a clue where the bodies were until 1991. Tell us about that.
Well, people assumed that the bodies must have been lost forever until 1991, when researchers found 9 bodies in the Ural Mountains. Through medical testing, they were able to confirm that 5 of the bodies had to have been Tsar Nicholas, his wife, and 3 of their 4 daughters.
That must have been pretty exciting news for a lot of people.
No doubt about it. And they were able to conclude that the other 4 bodies were definitely not members of the Tsar's family. Instead, it was believed that they were most likely the bodies of the doctor and 3 of the servants. But the bodies of the son, Alexei, and 1 daughter